And before I begin, first I give you some biological background about the normal cells and the cancer cells. For the normal cells, the first fact is the normal cells divide in an orderly way to produce more cells only when the body needs them. But for cancer cells, they continue to be created without control or order. If not needed, in this case, a mass tissue is formed, which is called a tumor. And the second one, normal cells stop dividing when they come into contact with like cells. And this is a mechanism known as a contact inhibition. And for the cancer cells, they lose the ability to stop dividing when they contact similar cells. Finally, normal cells have their normal checkpoints, checks and balance in place that control and limit cell division. But for cancer cells, they no longer have the normal checks and balance in place that control and limit cell division. But for both normal cells and cancer cells, the process of cell division is through the cell cycle, and the cell cycle goes from the resting phase through the active growing phases, and then to mitosis. Oh, the same, just use a different word. Yeah, similarities. Sorry. Mitosis is the, how to say, this cell goes into the cell cycle, that goes through the interface G1, they call it G1 gap, and S gap, and G2 gap. And after that, they go into the mitosis. That means one cell will, after dividing, become two cells. Okay. I will explain this one a bit later. Oh, no, sorry. And the fact about the chemotherapy. The first one, the chemotherapy is the use of a drug or medications to treat a disease. But chemotherapy does not know the difference between cancer cells and the normal cells. And therefore, it's naturally it's desirable to cure as many as cancer cells while sparing as many as normal cells possible. And one way to achieve this goal is to take advantage of the fact that many chemotherapy drugs are cytospecific. So chemotherapy drugs that cure cancer cells only when they are dividing are called cytospecific. Another example is the synchrodynation method. And the synchrodynation method, this one, that means the cancer cells are first synchrodynized by one drug. Then, when nearly all cancer cells reach the desirable phase, they are treated with a second cytospecific drug. And this method cures the maximum number of cancer cells while sparing large numbers of normal cells. And this curve I will explain later to you. Finally, the ability of chemotherapy to cure cancer cells depends on the ability to stop cell division. First, the usually cancer drugs work by damaging the RNA or DNA that tells the cell how to copy itself into division. That's mitosis. And second, if the cancer cells are unable to divide, they die due to the immune response. And finally, the faster the cancer cells divide, the more likely it is that chemotherapy will kill the cells, causing the tumor to shrink. And the related work done with the cytospecific chemotherapy are these. And my work here is an extension above this work. And therefore, the difference is we include the immune system and the resting phase together with the cyclin cells into consideration. So first one, the modeling assumption. See? I click too fast maybe. The objective of this work is to study the effect of a psychospecific drug on the development of a cancer, including the immune response. So, taking the psychospecificity of the drug, so it's natural to divide the cancer population into three phases. The first one, we call it the M phase, and the second one, the genome phase, and finally the interphase, which including G1S and G2 phases. And here, we assume there's a time delay for the passage through the interphase. In here, this takes long time. And the second one, mitosis and the resting phase are instantaneous process here. And the lymphocytes interact with all cancer cells. Finally, the drug, which decays exponentially here, we assume to be M phase specific. And mathematically, this means once the drug encounters the cancer cell, the cancer cells take out of the cell cycle and then no longer proliferate. So for the derivative of this the model, so this G naught is the resting phase, and this the interphase G1S and G2, and M is the mitosis. And I represent the lymphocytes, and the lymphocytes interact with all cancer cells in different phases. You represent the chemotherapy drug, which just focuses on the M phase, and here, of course, kill the lymphocytes also. So we get the model. The model is simple. This is the Ruth-Reed term, and this is the immune response. And this is lymphocyte kill the cancer cells in the mitosis. Z means the cells in the resting phase. And this is a treat term is M specific. And this I represent the lymphocytes. Then we have a constant growth rate here. And U is the drugs. It decays exponentially here, and with this initial condition. So the model. Okay. Here, the drug is focused on the why is the cells in the mitosis. So the drug is focused. This is the term is. The drug kills the cells in the mitosis. Yes. Yeah. So we consider two cases, no delay case and a delay case. Okay, for the delay case, I just consider one case is the drug model in the case of immune response. So we just ignore the delay here. The model is the same as the before one. And we consider, here we are only interested in the cancer-free equilibrium for this system. That's this one. And the characteristic equation for this, about this equilibrium is this one. And B2 and B1 is coefficients, which was positive. And B0 could be positive or negative. And based on the criteria, we get these theorems. In the presence of a treatment, in presence of a treatment, E2 is asymptotically stable if and only if this one is positive. Here, this term is related to the immune response. So if we don't have if we don't consider the immune response, we can see here. K is the growth rate of lymphocytes, and K3 is the rate at which lymphocytes destroy cancer cells in the genome, and delta 4 is the natural death rate of lymphocytes. So from this series, we can see when we include the immune response suppression into the model, we found that it will greatly help to inhibit the further growth of cancer cells. And so we just look at the first term. So without this term, we plus this term, which may make B0. positive, the vaccine hip to the cancer growth. And the second one, a necessary condition for cancer growth is B0, is a negative number, which implies that cancer cell outgrew the immune response. It's this term. So this is the graph, and represent the total population of cancer cells, but we can say two cases. The dot line represents the case without treatment, and the solid line with represent the population in the case of treatment drug. So here we see when the drug is applied to the model, the drug reduce the cancer level significantly. It's about 40%. And as for the delay case, for the delay case here, we have a delay. This is more reasonable. And here we are only interested in the cancer-free equilibrium E1 here. And the characteristic equation about this point is this one, but here we already have a delay term here. And then for the stability of this characteristic equation, we need a physical lemma. And this lemma just gives the condition under which the position of this characteristic, the eigenvalue is at the right half plane, right hand half plane or left hand plane. And the first condition, that means when tau increase, the eigenvalue will cross the imaginary axis. And the second condition will give the second means there's no crossing. No cross anymore. So if we can find we find this parameter values and plug into that lemma, we get first one. For the four system, suppose this one, this N1, N2, N3, N1, N3 is here. That means that no crossing is possible. So that means if the eigenvalues for this one, if all the eigenvalues state at the left-hand half plane, that means the original system is stable. Then for the delay term, the stability of this equilibrium is independent of the tau. That means it's stable for all the tau non-negative. And for this case, that means when originally all the eigenvalues state at the right-hand plane, but when we increase the steer, the stability is independent of tau. And for second case, that means we have stability switch. So original is left hand side, then we increase for the small delay stable, but if we increase the delay, the system becomes unstable. And the second case, similarly, it's originally stay at the right hand plane, but when we increase the delay, this one becomes stable, but originally it's unstable. So biological implication from this one, we can see stability switches is a very important issue in the design of a drug protocol. The drugs, here we know that the drug prevents cells from continuing through their cell cycle, such as trapping them at some point where this cells died due to the immune response. And this effect can be interpreted as increasing the cell cycle time or delay. That's what we did before here. So it's possible to use this trapping mechanism to stabilize the cancer-free equilibrium. For example, originally this system is unstable, then we can stabilize this system by increasing the time delay tau. And the second, if the parameters are in the stable region, the second choice, we can choose a way to inhibit the activity of lymphocytes in this resting phase to stabilize the system. So this is a graph for this one. For this set of parameter value, all the solutions stable. And here, we consider the delay case. When here tau equal to 2, we still can see the cancer grows exponentially, but here the dotted line represents the case without drugs, and the solid is we consider with the drug. Still, the drugs reduce the cancer level significantly here. Here this one. This one is because of the delay. Originally, without the delay, we don't have an oscillation here, initial. But here, because of the delay, we have an initial oscillation here. So this one's the example to show how to stabilize the system. So original, the equilibrium is unstable. So this, when time goes on, the population grows exponentially. But when we increase here, the delay, this one is a small number here. But when we increase the delay to this number, we see a periodic solution. But if we further increase the delay, then this equilibrium became stable. So how to stabilize the system? We just apply one of the theories. And this one, we consider this is the level of the cancer oscillate about the fixed point periodically. In the absence of treatment here, drug, but when we consider the M-phase specific drug, then the drug destroys the oscillation and drives all the cancer cells to death. Tau is the time state in the interface. This G1S and G2 in this phase. Biologically, we can look at it here. Maybe I need to go to here. Should be some. We have a delay here. I can show here. This is a time delay. Yes, roughly. And I also will mention the synchronization here. Yes. So here, like, the cells in this phase were, they neither proliferate or initiate any further cellular differentiation. But the cells in this stage were producing cell component. These cells will last as long as 48 hours. And this one's eight or 20 hours, and this one. So we here we consider this G1S and G2 is the interface, which will take a long time here compared with other phase. That's why. Okay. So we can continue here. So right down here. So we consider the bifurcation. The importance of bifurcation here is at the bifurcation point, there's a limit cycle formed around the fixed point. So generally, we have a characteristic equation of this form, and we just write the eigenvalues into the real part and the imaginary part and separate into two equations. We can get the condition under which this system has bifurcation point. Suppose this one has at least one simple root, and V bar is the last such root, then a whole bifurcation occurs as tau passes through the tau bar. So, and on the other hand, if Q has no positive real roots, then the disease-free fixed point is locally asymptotically stable for all the values of tau if this one number less than this one. So here, this is a reference for the interior equilibrium. And and when we increase the delay here for the small delay, point six, and when we increase the delay to this point, the critical point, we observe a periodical solution. And when we further increase the delay, we see this one becomes unstable. But here, if the system is deceptive, then the solution is approaching the limit cycle. Okay, the synchronization, the effective synchronization here. We assume that all the sets are in the same stage, and then we observe a strong effect of treatment here. This dot line, a dot line represents, we apply the drug into the M phase. Here we consider no delay case, then we can see, compared with the other one, the M-phase specific drug reduce the cancer growth significantly here. But here, of course, because the tau is zero, which is not really reasonable. The second case, if we consider tau equal to 2, then we can see here, dot line here. We apply the drug into the cells in the mitosis, then we can see, compared to this one, the level eventually is smaller than other cancer cells. And here we see how the drugs interact with oscillation of the cell cycle dynamics. In this case, without a drug, the solution is the cancer population grows oscillatory. But when we apply the drug into the model, we still observe oscillation, but the cancer level is already smaller than the former one here. Here, the level here is at 900 days, this reached to this number, but when we apply the drug, which is much smaller, it's 1.4. Okay, so finally the discussion. So from here, from the model, we can see, in the absence of treatment, cancer growth mainly depend on the death rate and the reproduction rate on the resting phase. And that's why we consider the resting phase into our model. And the second one, cell duration is an important factor to give rise to stability switch of the system and oscillation of the solution. And the third, the inclusion of immune suppression greatly helps helps to inhibit the growth of cancer cells. And the fourth one, the treatment here greatly helps to inhibit the further development of disease. Here the treatment is MFIS specific here. And the fifth one, periodical tumor growth may be uncorrelated with the administration of the chemotherapy. We can see from the graph, without, in the absence of a treatment, we still observe the periodical solution. And finally, the resistant population in the resting phase and lymphocytes play an important role in determining the extinction of cancer cells. Yeah, I'm done. Thank you. Yeah, decay.
Talking back to the Y equation, so it's a known function there. So the system of XYZ really goes to, I think, part of the so in that case, the dynamic
Yeah. Yeah, here I only consider the it's like a single treatment. I didn't consider like the continued treatment or periodical treatment yet. Yeah. Here's a much simpler for to consider the drug is just like a simple drug. Then that's it. Yeah. Yes, exactly here. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Maybe like future will consider the periodic treatment or like continuous treatment, maybe that term will not disappear, maybe have a stability, more interesting result of it. Yes, yes, different treatment, yeah.
So you get two things to play with, but might be analytically roughly similar to
Yeah.
Distributed delay
is roughly similar. Okay, yeah, sure, yeah. You mean just the how it's related to healthy cells? Oh no, here we only consider the cancer cells, no healthy cells. Yeah, this cells were cancer cells, but in different phases. Yeah, we didn't include in the healthy cells. Yeah, we are working now, like consider the healthy cells. The healthy cells are competing with the cancer cells, but how to model these systems, yeah, we don't know yet. And we also consider the different type of treatment here. Yes, for resources and space or something, like this, or nutrition. Yeah, because the purpose here is just to study the M-specific effect on the treatment, on the cancer cells.